Good morning. About 6 months ago, we started a project sponsored by Cotton Incorporated. We were charged to develop a simple, convenient, but accurate fiber length uniformity measurement method. In order to measure the uniformity, we must have a length distribution. So we target this quality measurement. In the project, I think we need to address solve three major problems. One is how to prepare a dual beer sample in the research lab quickly. Secondly, how to generate the fibrogram from the dual beer samples, right, reliably, correctly. Thirdly, how to calculate fiber content from 5 gram. So I will give a brief introduction to each problem. We just started in 6 months. We did some theoretical work, and I also prepared, not just prepared, we finished the development of the software. And then we did some preliminary results, testing with the help of a text attack. Okay. A few years ago, we did some work for cotton short fiber content measurement using a dual beer sample. So we did have some sort of a protocol, how to get the dual beer samples. The samples cotton either can come from the raw cotton, right, or from rove or from saliva. Anyway, if from raw cotton, we need to have use a hand cutting machine, a comb machine to produce a web, and eventually we come out with a saliva, piece of saliva. In dimension of 2 centimeter by 5 centimeter, we try to standardize these things. And how many grams cotton, right, what's the dimension of the sun? So therefore we can get the consistent results from across the lab, across different time too. And then we randomly cut at one line. So we use very special clamp, very narrow tip clamp. And then comb the sliver from both sides of the sliver, right, on both sides, comb away to remove the loose fibers, right? Also straighten fibers as much as we can. So this is the dual sample. Like this. It should be pretty uniform. If it's too thick, which is not good, because thick, when we do the scanning, it may be, the transparency is just too dark, it's saturated that way. Not too thin, if too thin, also saturate in the, right, in the white side. So we did some experiment. The weight among this level allow us to get the good results. Why we use dual beer sample, right? We know the fibrogram right now, the method we use, called a single beard. Single beard, either we align fibers at one end, right, and then the fibers straighten to another end, or like HVI, just grab the sample, pull out, right? It's quicker, but it has a problem that the fiber entangled, banded in the clamp area. That's a Neon Cui. Spent his life studying this area, and then finally he quit. He said, no solution. He retired. So it's a problem. Because it's hidden. That's why HVI only starts from 1/2 inch measure to scan the samples. right? Because this is just mystery. Nobody knows what. So there is efficiency, but there's a problem there. Compared to that, the dual samples, if you clamp in this way, right, and after the comb all the fibers, all the fibers, they straightened. There's no hidden, no bend, no twisting, right, theoretically. So potentially it can be scanned completely. All the fibers, right, will be, the length will be contributed to the fibrogram. So that's the main reason we want to use this way. And another way, the dual sample is easier to prepare, actually. After we have the dual sample, a dual beer sample, right, and then just put in the regular desktop scanner. There's nothing special, okay? We don't, because the Cotton Ink says this method should be usable in the research lab, right? Without, I mean, huge dedicated the machine or system, right? So we use the desktop scanner, office scanner. It costs less than $200. And scan the samples in the transmission mode. Transmission is transmitting, not the surface scanning. And we publish a paper before in this journal talking about how to convert the transmitting grayscale into fibrogram. Okay, basically, after we scan, this is the image. After we scan from the center of the image. We scan. We accumulate all the grayscale pixels, and then normalize the total the brightness of all the pixels on the same scanning line to get a distribution like this. Okay, the peak will be in the middle, so that's a clamp line, and then from this side is go right. The intensity will go drop. Yeah, this is a reversed, means in the center part should be right. Inverse should be brightest, and then getting darker should be like this way. So it will go like this. If the sample prepared correctly, this fibrogram should be symmetrical because all the fibers is just random, right? The length and the position in the clamping position should be random. So this should be theoretically should be the symmetrical curve. So this curve is a dual beer fibrogram we're gonna base on. That represents how much fibers, right? How many fibers in each scanning line, like this, right, position. We develop, in the past, we know there's Germany, there was one system called, I forgot the name, right, they already have used dual beer samples, and we use, for the short fiber content, we also use a dual beer samples, but in the past, the difference is people just divided these two fibrogram. There are two fibrogram because this is one side like a single fibrogram, and this is another one a single fibrogram, and they divide one fibrogram into two sort of a single beer fibrogram, and then do twice calculation, but that's not a real dual beer fibrogram. We want to use it as a whole. So we develop a method called iterative separation of fiber. But this is imaginary, it's virtual separation. We do not separate the fibers from beer. Okay? Just imagine, given a length threshold, alpha, this range, right? If this is short fiber, say I only measure the short fiber alpha, right, in this range. So short fiber can occur this way, also can occur this way. So from minus alpha to alpha, this way. So on this side, if we just imagine we clamp the fiber at half alpha, this. And then you loosen this clamp line and pull the fiber out. Pull the fiber on the right, move out. So you have another sub beard, right? And then we do the same thing. On this side, clamp at half alpha and pull the fibers left out. Whatever left will be the fiber, right, shorter than one alpha, right? So this is the first separation. And after that, and then we can continue, move on, and then divide this one half again. So 3/4 alpha, there's another clamp line, right? And then also move this one to minus 1/4 alpha. So the distance, the key is the distance between this one clamping point and this clamping point is a total 1 alpha. So whatever left there will be the short fiber, right, within. So this is what, yeah, and then can continue, and then move, divide half and half, and then half. So you're dividing the clamping point will be eventually hit the alpha, right, and then we'll stop, okay? This is the idea, general idea. What actually happens is this, right, this is what I'm talking about. The first clamping line is half alpha, right, remove it, pull out, so you get a sub beard like this, right? And then do the same thing on the other side, so you get another one, right? So whatever left between, that's shorter fiber. That's a fiber shorter than the alpha. I call it a shorter fiber later on, okay? Later on, this alpha can vary from 0 to 30 millimeter, right? So therefore, we can calculate the length, fiber length, right? So one beer will be split into three, and this one is short fiber, and then this one and this one still contain the short fibers. So we need to do the further division. So like this one, further division, like this, we move to the 3/4 alpha, right? My time is almost on. Okay. Yeah, this is a kind of iterative. So again, so, and then eventually you will get a total amount. Okay, total amount. After we have this separation, we just need to associate each beer with the fibrogram, right? We can calculate the content in each beer, each sub beer. And then we can calculate the fiber content at one level, okay? And then when that alpha vary from 0, k, 2k, 3k, k is the interval, small interval, and then we can calculate the fiber content at each interval, and then the difference between two adjacent intervals, that's the content, right? So this is distribution. So this is how we calculate distribution. And then we build software, we can do the scanning, do the image corrections, things like that, and then we can calculate the distribution like this, okay? We also want to experiment with different parameters, like a scanner use a 300 dpi or 600, does it make a big difference or not? And then we say no big difference. Of course, we need to do a little more testing. We just started the project 6 months. So, and then we calculate the image brightness, because when you do the scanner, you can set the brightness, right, at a different level. We choose 9 levels and then calculate the root mean squared error. So find out at level 7, it gave us the lowest error. And we'll also experiment with different amount of fibers we use, right? Because that determines how thick the beer samples is going to be. So we see there are some variations in the uniformity distribution. To summarize, we think the dual beer method has good promising for the length distribution measurement. And the formula we come out also shows it's a very efficient way to calculate the distribution. And the factors, there are several factors that can change the measurement that needs more testing, which we will do. Thank you.